Basics, here we are once again. If you can hear me out there, type 2. Alright, so you can hear me good. You know, I know most people out there would be expecting to hear Susie, Count, some other adenoid, to sit here and talk to you guys for 2 hours about Pop-Tarts or about some other crazy, stupid thing that they've done over their pathetic careers. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and talk about all the achievements that I've done, all the greatness that I've done. As much of a nice guy I am, nah. I'm not going to do that. In fact, tonight what I've done is I have assembled a couple new co-hosts. A couple co-hosts who aren't scared to do things. A couple of co-hosts who know how to get things done in companies. Yeah. Now, I could have asked myself, self, because I call myself self, I said self. Wonder if I could get Relic Reed to come on here. But then I thought, no, Relic is too soft. Then I asked myself, self, maybe I could get Spicy McHaggis to come on. And then I thought, no, Spicy's too soft as well. I needed some people that was hardcore. People that would win at no expense. So tonight, I'm going to bring on my two special co-hosts. We'll be right back.
Oh, dead air. Oh, well, good evening, folks. It seems I'm here by myself. You know who this is. It's me, Tank Girl. I don't know. I was brought on during the music, and nobody seems to be here right now, but I'm sure they'll be here in a minute. They could have gone pee, could have been rolling a joint. They could be Judgy putting back on his headset.
So, hey, Tank, sorry about that.
It's okay. You know I can carry it while you're gone. It's all good, honey. I talk.
Yeah.
But I do.
Yeah, you do, and you do such a great job. But you know what? I'm going to bring on this other special co-host.
Ooh. Window Yes, boss. How you doing?
Hey. Welcome to Back to Basics Radio Network. And this is not happy hours. You're not hearing something a little different there. This is Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown, and I'm on Back to Basics.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't. And I'm losing my voice. You guys must all be happy about that.
All right, my other special co-host that I talked to tonight, apparently he is stuck in traffic, but he will be here soon.
How?
Oh, yeah, I think he's stuck in traffic. I think it was my fault, and I'm going to have to explain why. I was not trying to, you know, empty out my trunk of all those, you know, balloons and rubber balls, but it kind of popped open while I was taking a sharp turn. And I think I saw his car behind me. So I think he may have to get past all those.
Yeah.
So don't mind him. He's just playing with my balls.
Better yours than mine.
Never mind.
No, I have those Chinese meditation balls. I don't let anybody play with them.
Well, let's get on the little mumbo-jumbo, soft kitty, perfect kitty stuff out of the way. You guys have a great Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Santa was extra good to me.
Nice.
I was a very bad clown this Christmas. I got a flogging.
Oh, but you liked it. Piss off.
Well,
you liked it.
Well, I got a beating. But, you know, it was, well, never mind. I'll just move on.
Now we know we come here to Back to Basics, and this is so the flagship show of Back to Basics. And like I said at the beginning of the show, usually you have Susie and Count here doing the show, but because Susie and Count are out of the area for holiday, wish them the best. Have a safe trip back wherever you two are coming from. So, and then next Friday, I think, well, I don't know if there'll be a show next Friday. I don't know if they're going to be doing a show next Friday being, what is it, the 2nd? So yeah, they could come back next year with a great show. But we'll see what happens next week. You know, coming up tomorrow night right here on Back to Basic, you have Shifty and Amadeus.
That's right, for RAWF Happy Hours, the longest-running radio program for Unstoppable on Blog Talk Radio. Longest-running. We've been doing this for almost 4 years now.
You are the bomb-ass shit.
And damn it, if it's me or if it's Amadeus, one of us is at least there and has been there for each week since we started doing it together. So that's something.
Well, yeah, you guys do a great show when you guys do a show. It's fun, entertaining. You guys keep it in within the realms of doing a radio show, and you guys seem to know what a radio show is supposed to be about. There's a couple other great people on here that do radio.
This is true. So, this is very true. Very true.
Oh, yeah. We've got quite a few great hosts.
Excellent. Back to Basics does have great hosts. And we do what a lot of people won't do. We fill in for people that should be here that should not be here counts. And Susie.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's all right. Boss lady can have a vacation.
Yeah, she can have a vacation. I just, sometimes I fill in because, well, you know, I was asleep in the closet. I woke up and realized you guys need some help, so I'm here. I'm already here. I might as well just do it, right?
He said it, folks. He's out of the closet. You heard him. He said it.
I've been out of the closet for years.
Never mind.
Well, you know, speaking of, our other special co-host is on his way. But we're going to go ahead and get this stuff rolling because, Shifty, you brought up a good point. When I made the comment about running a great radio show and keeping it within the realms of the company, that's going to be the topic tonight. What makes a great company, and when is the right time to open a company and to close a company?
Mm.
And we'll start it off with Happy Hours. What makes Happy Hours... Happy Hours Radio Show, I got to get my bearings thought, because I'm still just getting myself together here, coming into the radio. What makes RAWF a great company?
Well, I think it has to do with a good infrastructure. Yeah, and I know you never thought you'd ever hear a drunken clown talking about infrastructure, but it's true. You have to have a good support group of good GMs, and people that you can rely on to help you get out the cards, have a good basis of what you want to do each week. You know, do the same things. You know, but then you can also sprinkle in different things while keeping those same shows going. You know, what am I looking for? Variety. That's the word. You throw in variety. Now, we can do different shows every single week, and you know, but people get used to doing things a certain way, you know, and some people like that. Some people like having it set, you know, you're going to get this kind of a match this week, this kind of a match this week, and it's the same way every week, and you get used to doing that. You give them the structure of how they're going to have it done, and then you throw them a curveball when you give them something special, you know? Like, that's what Shell Games is for us. Shell comes up with all these fantastic ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Thanksgiving grocery games that she had, you know. That was fun, you know. She comes up with all those things. Her and Psycho Girl and you know, she comes up with all kinds of stuff like that. Then you have the Sunday night shows that we do every single Sunday, you know. You know, we're out there doing a show, you know, and we do pay-per-views on the radio. People expect that from us now because we've done it since we started. You know,
yep.
I mean, that's what's, you know, and we try and do it so that we are consistent. You want to be consistent in the things that you do.
Okay, but what about if you have someone who comes into RAWF and they want to participate in the within the company, but they're not into all the trash talking things for the people that can, and we know that RAWF is based on points. We all get ranking points.
That's right.
The tag matches, we do ranking points. Shell's show, she does ranking points, and you guys have your weekly ranking points round
robin.
Yes,
we have a ranking system. Yes.
So how do you respond to people who say, no, you know, I'm a good wrestler, I win my matches. Trash talking just isn't what I do. And we know trash talk, a lot of people don't trash talk.
Well, you know,
so how do they
perfect,
get
in
ahead?
RAWF, that's perfectly fine. In RAWF, that's perfectly fine. If you don't want to trash talk, you don't have to trash talk. Now, mind you, we try and encourage you to trash talk, but we're not going to force you to do trash talk. You're only going to get so far if you don't trash talk. You know, you trash talk and you're going to get a little bit further because those trash talk bonus points. I'll give you an example. Last month in the rankings, I handled most of the rankings last month, and I've been helping out Amadeus with the rankings more and more. Last month, Canadian Enforcer became number one contender to Tank Girl's World Heavyweight title. And,
he's getting,
you know,
shit.
And then there was Mithras, and he was second. He got a lot of trash talk bonus points. He didn't have as good a record as even I did, but he had a lot of great trash talk points and promo bonus points and such like that, and he made it up there. Now, there's one person that I can give as a perfect example, and you might not think that this is a perfect example, but he doesn't trash talk in his trash talk matches. Money Sue. Money Sue went undefeated in all of his rankings matches. Every single one went undefeated, just like Canadian Enforcer did. Barely trash talked. Ended up coming in fourth overall. Could have won everything. Could have been the highest ranked person in the entire company. Didn't trash talk. He still got up to the top five. Still got himself a good title match. Went after the national title shot and such like that. But not going to get up to the world title level if you don't try and go within the rules. But it doesn't mean that you can't have modicum of success, as it were.
Okay. You know, and I'm not knocking REWF because I'm in REWF. I've been there for a long time. I'm a GM over there. Like you said, Money Sue came in fourth place. Let's use a hypothetical question here. Okay. Money Sue Herringbone goes undefeated, like you said.
He's
4 points away. Canadian Enforcer loses one match, but yet he trash talk in there. Should there be some leadway into actually who goes undefeated versus someone who actually lost, even though they did or did not trash talk?
Well, the way we do it is that the person that has, you know, the most points. And we take into effect the trash-talking points and such. You know, someone might be undefeated, but if someone else has, you know, more trash-talk points or promo bonus points and such like that, we'll usually put them higher in the rankings. You know,
true.
Because of that. It's because they're being more actively participating in the company. You know, they're not just going through the motions. We want people that want to be active. We want people that want to interact with the storylines. We want people that are going to, you know, even if you just say hi in your match, that's at least 1 point, you know. And we go on a 1 to 10 point trash talk system, you know. If it entertains us, you're going to get higher trash talk points. If you say, hey, how you doing? Good luck. That's at least a point. At least a point. You're not going to go zero if you put something in there. I mean, and that's how Money Sue, you know, he ended up with like 3 trash talk points because someone said good luck to him. He said thanks. That was one.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not impossible. It's not very hard. I mean, sometimes you don't have to run a storyline to get trash talk points in our trash talk rankings. We take anything that you say and we will rank it. You know, you could say rubber baby bumpy bumpy. I can't even say it. Rubber baby bumpy bumpy.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay, stop showing off, or I'm gonna punch your ass. Anyway, but you get what I'm saying. You can say whatever you want, and we can rank something, and you'll get some extra points that way. And then we give you up to at least 5 more bonus points for interacting in the scene. So that's why when we say, you know, trash talk and report your match things, if you just go in and say I beat him and put the match link, mm-hmm. you're going to get some promo bonus points up to 5. You know, well, and if you're more interactive, you're going to get more points. You know, it's up to 5, and that's really good. You know,
I'm proof of it. Like Shifty, you remember I was bitching that I wasn't getting anything, and LA said to me, "Jump higher, jump faster, make me notice you."
Yes, sir. That's right. And you started.
And where am I?
You're the world heavyweight champion.
Fucking right.
Because you got noticed, you got put into that match, and you got lucky when you got.
I know.
Right. Well, you know, someone's asked me, why am I talking about companies tonight? Why am I not going off on people? Well, okay, let me clear this first. Number one, this is Back to Basics. This is what they do. This is their flagship show. This is their design of the show. We talk about topics. So that's what we're talking about. And what made me think about companies tonight is because when I was talking with Shifty and with two other people about picking up the show tonight, I was trying to think, what am I going to talk about? And I went to my inbox because I was just checking my messages, and this guy, BD2, I don't know him. He's a level 245. He goes by the name the British Destroyer 2, Canadian Forcer. Some people may know who he is. I don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He had asked me about RAWF, and I tried to tell it to him, and he was the one who was talking about, well, how does someone, because he told me straight out, he does not do trash talk. And I sent him the link to the show, so maybe he'll hear this, and maybe he'll find RAWF to be pretty fun, and maybe he'll come over. Because like I say, it is a challenge for some people who don't trash talk, but there's other ways, like, you know, like Shifty said, you know, the big storylining. Now, if you storyline in a company, Shifty, can you actually rank that as far as points? Because you'll have some people say, but then you'll have some people say, well, wait, they're just storylining. That's what all companies do. So how come you're going to reward people from storylining even though they lose all their matches?
Okay, well, let me explain. That's what we call promo bonus. That's the 1 to 5 point promo bonus. If you're in the actual scene, role-playing with someone else, interacting, going back with messages, we're going to see that.
Yeah,
going with promo bonus. It's not considered trash talk because you're not doing it in the trash talk matches. You're actually doing that, and it's like you're doing a promo interacting with someone, like out in the ring or backstage. Those are what's called promos, and that's where the storylines come from. And that's what we call promo bonus. And that's where, you know, how you get the extra bonus points that way. Get an extra up to 5 points a week. And that can be huge in the rankings. You know, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I was only 1 point behind Mithras in getting into that number one contender match. In last month's rankings, it could have been me and Canadian Enforcer for the number one contendership. But, you know, and I ended up beating out Money Sue. I had a much worse record than him, but I had more trash talk points than anybody else in the company.
True.
I've been talking my butt off in all the scenes. In every match, I was running my mouth, and I was making people laugh, and it was getting me trash talk points. So, you know, it's not impossible. Trash talk, actually, if I had gone by my record, I would have probably been probably around rank 20 or so. Same with Mithras. But with our trash talk bonus points from promos, we put ourselves in the top 5. That's how you do it.
Well, you know,
that's how some people work it. But that doesn't mean that it has to be, if you don't want to work that way, you don't have to. But only going to get so far in RAWF. Now, other companies, they do it a totally different way. They don't do by ranking. They do by, you know, whatever, you know, your activity. It's totally different, but this is just the way we do it.
And, you know, one thing that irks me, and I think I can speak for Tank, I can speak for Shifty, I can speak for the people out there in the chat. One thing that irks me is when someone's in a company and they go into the locker room, And they call out the GMs saying, hey, why come this is a lame company? Why come no one's doing anything in this company? Well, here's a newsflash, people. You join the company for some reason. Go in and do something. Go in and do something in the locker room. You're in the locker room scene, so why don't you find someone, attack them, storyline with it, build something up. That irks me more than anything in the game right now. Okay, well, let's move from RAWS. So, when is a good time to open a company?
Ooh. Okay, well, when's a good time to open a company? Well, you have to have some time to do it. You got to make a plan if you want to do it. I mean, you can open a company pretty much any time you want. But if you don't have a plan in place on what you want to do and what you want to call it and all that kind of stuff, it's not going to work out very well because you're not going to be very motivated. You want to be motivated. You got to make a plan, and you got to stick to it. You know, come up with a theme. Come up with something that's original that not a lot of people have done before, you know? I mean, there's so many people that have done, like, Vegas companies. That's a popular one.
I was in a Vegas company when it first started.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of different things. But, you know, try and come up with an idea that's your own. But you can start a company pretty much any time that you want once, you know, might not be very big, but you can grow it if you are dedicated to it.
You know, Canadian Forcer, I don't give him much credit, but I'm going to give him a little credit right now. And I could be wrong giving Canadian Forcer credit for this because I don't know if Canadian Forcer actually done this or not. There was a scene going around Unstoppable of open companies or closed companies or something. Active companies or something, I think he did. And I thought that was actually pretty cool for him to do because of the fact you have so many different companies out there. There is way too many companies in the game. And for him to sit there and make a list of the actual companies that are still active, I thought that was pretty genius. And, you know, I do hope that someday they can remove the companies that aren't, that don't have any activity in it. there's some companies that friends of ours had that no longer play the game, and we don't want to leave the game. We don't want to leave those companies. And that's fine. But I do like the fact that there's somebody out there that is taking the time to find out exactly what active companies are available so you can look at it and see what's going on there. Okay, Tank, I'm going to throw this question to you. When do you think it is the right time to actually close a company?
That is a difficult question on its own. Okay, if no one's coming to your company, okay, if you got like 3 people in your company, that's obviously time to close. If nobody's interested, if it's not creative enough, time to close. If nobody fucking likes you, close your company. trying to be honest, you know, like, I'm not a company owner. I'm not a GM. I'm a wrestler, damn it. Okay? So.
She's a wrestler, damn it.
Okay. You made a comment about if the company is not being creative. Okay, mm-hmm. Should it? Okay, doesn't that fall on people within the game? I mean, we can't blame the owner of the company for not making it creative when he has people within the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do we get people active in companies? What's one way we can get people active in companies? And before you answer that, I'm going to bring on a caller that's been here. I don't know who he is. He goes by the name Purple Wolf.
Oh.
Caller, you on the air?
Hello.
Yeah, I tried to screen this guy and no one answered.
Okay, maybe he's just listening.
Maybe they're just listening. But I do have someone that wants to come on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, White Lightning.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. He's got a... Oh. Is he poking? Is he poking? What the hell is that thing?
Ooh. Ooh, I got a polka going on. Everybody polka. We polka all night long.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Polka, polka, polka. I love polka music. That means you're at an Oktoberfest.
So how you doing, Chip?
I'm fine. We're having a lot of good time here tonight. Good time, good time.
I'm having a blast. Here's my friend.
I'm not claiming you as my friend. Bad enough I'm married into your family. I mean, geez. Hi, Shifty.
Well, hi, Bubbles. Hey, watch it. Oh!
Damn, she has a gun.
Damn, I really thought it was on my bed. Hi,
it's
Jesse.
Gonna
hi,
be on
Jesse. Okay,
safety
I'm kicking your
here.
Butt.
Oh, could be.
Crazy.
Oh, and speaking of Sunday, I've got a good match. It's going to be a hardcore steel cage match. I'm bringing the polka band with me.
Oh, God.
Who's, what, when, where, what?
Oh, at the RAWF pay-per-view at Jingle Hell Rock. Your brother Acid Rain and White Lightning are going to have a hardcore steel cage match.
All right,
with
dude, I'm warning you.
With a polka band outside. That's going to be fun.
Oh, my God.
With a polka band at ringside.
That's going to drive him crazy. But, yeah, but I'll tell you, White, my brother can go, and he loves hardcore. He's a monster.
So it ought to be fun.
Yeah.
I am so putting you back on your meds.
Okay, you know what, Bubbles?
Yes, Judgy dear.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you the questions because you run a big company over at CSWF.
Yeah, I got left with it. Yeah.
Okay. When is the right time for a company to close?
You know, I started a few myself on my own. And once I figured out after about a month that nobody was really interested in the concept and the idea of the company that I was going with, I just, we're closing the doors.
Okay.
So it really if people aren't coming in, you know, I would say go ahead and close the doors because you're not going to make any money and you're not going to have a successful company if you're not making money.
Okay, so basically you're going with the idea of a concept of the company if it's not appealing.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, speaking of something that's not appealing. Shifty.
Yes. Wait a minute, I'm appealing.
Well, not you. I think the non-appealing one made it through your balls.
Behind my rubber balls and everything. I didn't think they'd fall out of my trunk. And I know that you're behind me on the street, so sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to have to handle my balls like that.
Hey, Mr. Outlaw.
Never mind.
You know, King Outlaw, you're one that I can talk to, just like I was talking with Shifty here and Bubbles and Tank. And you yourself are part of several companies within Unstoppable.
We also have another company owner who'd like to come on here and probably comment as well.
Okay. Okay, but wait a minute. Mr. Outlaw, you've run some great companies. You've helped run great companies, and you're actually running a company now called Walmart Wrestling.
I am. I thought you were.
Well, we're both we're both kind of running it. But for the person out there in the chat, Outlaw, when is the right time to open a company, and when is the right time to actually close a company?
Oh, let's see. Open a company. Well, you got to have a great idea behind it. I mean, you just can't buy a company and be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then 2 weeks later, change it. And then another week down the line, I'm going to go back to the first thing. And then take it in a whole different direction. You can't do that. You have to have a great concept behind the company. And you have to know what you want to do. And you got to keep fighting for what you want to do, or else you're not going to get anywhere. And the better the concept you have, the more original it is, people are going to buy into that. I mean, look at Graveyard. We've been on the upper side of 140 members before. We've been down to none when we started. But we average about 110. You know,
right.
There's no other company out there that's a graveyard. You know, that's our theme. It's a graveyard, and you wrestle inside the graveyard. We have belts based around a graveyard. It just it works.
Now, Graveyard doesn't deal with the ranking, correct?
No, the title shots are completely random. We prefer to keep it that way. It's easier. But because there's no ranking, we tend to pay more.
True. Because, see, like Shifty was talking about RAWF, because they do base theirs on ranking. So you get a ranking points, you get ranking round robins, you get, you know, if you trash talk. Like Shifty said, people that go in there, they just say hi. That's a point. And on Graveyard, it's basically strictly on the wrestling aspect, right?
Yeah, you know, the more active you are, we do look for that. Yeah, that's one of the things that we do. But we like to see new people going for belts. We don't like to see the same 20 people fighting for the same title. That's not our thing. We'd like to give everyone a chance, as long as you're active. And if you have been active and we haven't noticed you, please, message one of us. We'll give you a title. You know, Mike Steele is one of our GMs. I don't know if he's coming back or not. He's having technical issues at this moment in time. He had it a really interesting way. He had a live show going on, and as long as you went in there, you got put up for one half of the belts. You know, and just taking a look through that scene, it's confusing. I can't pick it apart. But then again, it's from the mind of Mike Steele. Who can?
True.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a little off, and that's saying something for me.
Mike
feels funny.
Speaking of someone who's a little off, here's another company owner that I'd like to bring in. Please welcome the owner of Olympus Championship Wrestling, the Canadian Enforcer.
Oh, yeah, sure. Put me on when I was just listening. That's fine. Like, if
I told you I was going to bring you in. I thought you might be able to comment since you're a company owner. But if you're not interested, I can always hang up.
I'll comment if you want me to comment. No problem with that. So what?
It's okay. We had, you know, King Outlaw here. He's talking about Graveyard. He used Graveyard for instance. They're based on wrestling aspect of it, and then you have Shifty, who's part of RAWF, which is based on points. Now, Olympus over there, how do you base your wrestling on? Is it strictly wrestling? Is it points? Is it a joint effort of both? Or?
Well, I give my GMs free rein. over how they pick, you know, number one contenders or whoever to fight for the title. And basically the biggest title, which is the Zeus title, that there is strictly where I just set up a big tournament and whoever, everybody can join, if they want to join. And it's a winner take, gets the title shot at the end of every month. And it's a two-day matchup. But it gives everybody a shot, you know, like everybody has a chance.
Okay.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance of winning it.
Okay, Outlaw.
Huh.
I know you and Doc used to do a cross brand. UAWF and Graveyard. You guys cross brand. Is cross branding companies, in your opinion, and then I'll go to the rest of everyone else, in your opinion, was it a good thing to add into it? Did it bring other people into both companies, or was it a mix?
I will say with cross brands, it's a bitch to do, but it's completely worth it. If you can pull it off successfully, you're going to get a lot of... okay, who the fuck is breathing like a bull?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. But, anyways, it is completely worth it, you know. When UAWF and Graveyard were at their peak, there were, like I said, about 140 in Graveyard and about 175 in UAWF at that time. And there was a lot of action, a lot going on, a lot of members in common. I think our biggest list was 99 members in common. And before that, I think when we started, we had 28. So it brought a lot of people over to different companies. We got a lot of exposure to UAWF and Graveyard. And I will say it's difficult, especially when you GM in both companies. It's difficult to plan it out, but it's completely worth it. I say go for it. You can find a great company, a great owner, a good set of GMs. Do it.
Well, yeah, if it's done well, then it can be a boon for both companies if it's done well. And of course, with Graveyard and UAWF, it was done extremely well. You know, because you guys are very vigilant about that.
Oh, yeah. We put a lot of work. I mean, there were nights, you know, and just speaking out of character here, if I may, there were nights where Dr. Payne's manager and my manager, we'd be up till 5 o'clock in the morning planning stuff out, getting all the templates set, getting all the rankings set, making sure they're okay. And the 24 hours prior to the pay-per-view, we were nonstop working. And this was done every 6 weeks.
I see.
And it was so much fun too. I mean, for the wrestlers commenting as a wrestler for that, because I'd love to be involved in that. I loved that. That was just great.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, it was
a lot of work though.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, but it's worth it. Sorry, Judge, I know I'm cutting you off.
No, you're fine.
But just one last thing on this topic, it's worth it. The satisfaction that you get at the end. The turnout that you get. I've never seen a scene more active than that cross band. And we'd have a different, like I said, every 6 weeks we do it. We take 4 weeks off and then 2 weeks to plan it and then a day to do it. And it usually took us about 3 hours to set up one half of the show. There were three sides. There was the UAWF side, there was a Graveyard side, and there was a cross band side. And there were different activities. I mean, I would love to get to the point to do it again with another company.
Okay, hold that thought for a minute.
All right.
Bubbles. Is Bubbles still here?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on.
Hey,
don't put that in my mouth.
Take
me your pills.
No. All right, he should be good for the rest of the
show.
Okay, Bubbles.
Yes, WF. Did you just stick his Vader hosen in his mouth?
No, I put it. I found his meds and I gave him his pill.
Okay, Bubbles. CSWF Radio. CSWF company over there. Cross brands with another company. Good or bad?
Okay, well, I cannot say that I have done the cross brand. NCSWF, that was Swamp's thing. We are going to get back into it. I know one pay-per-view he did a huge, huge cross brand show. I mean, I think there was like 30-something companies involved. It was insane. And at the time, I was just a showmaker. That was insane.
but it was a lot of fun. I mean, they're a lot of fun, but it like Outlaw said, it gets crazy trying to do one because you got to make sure. I know, like Swamp had titles for his cross branch, the ones that were involved with, and you had to make sure that they were in both companies. You know, before they got a shot at the title, and that can get hectic, very hectic.
A Canadian Forcer.
Well, I actually did a cross brand with Swamp. There was like 70 members from OCW that were also in CSWF. So it was actually doing pretty good. Like we were, Swamp was doing tournaments over in OCW and also doing matches and stuff like that. And there was, if you win a title in one company, you actually win it in both companies. So you basically, one match, you can win two titles.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just thinking here, you know, Unstoppable needs something big for, like, summer. And we've got some great CEOs and some great GMs right here on this call and in the chat. I think it would be pretty cool if the owners got together and maybe did a big SummerSlam-type cross-brand show within Unstoppable. And I do hear this. Oh, Lord.
Well, I can say one thing.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my co-host for RAWF Happy Hours and the owner of RAWF, Lord Amadeus.
Lord, I'm a bald-headed chicken fucker.
Excuse me?
Did you shave your head?
That means I get more.
No, his hair grew all the way back in after.
Did it?
Last week okay. After. You know, well, you got to listen to the show for that, so I'm not going to give you any spoilers. Welcome, Amadeus.
Yeah, thanks.
As a company owner, I think that you want to chime in on this as well.
It's Friday.
What are we talking about?
Doing,
I just got here.
I was just asking, okay, we talked to Shifty about the company RAWF and how you guys base it, a lot of it on rankings. And then Outlaw was talking about Graveyard, how it's more of the wrestling aspect, same thing like in Bubbles, and Canadian Forcer was back and forth on it. So like over in RAWF, you have someone come in and says, hey, look, I'm and you know, Shifty's already chimed on this, but since you're the owner, for someone who doesn't trash talk at all, someone who just like comes in, they can't, people laugh when they trash talk, you know, even though Shifty said all you got to do is say hi and your point and your match and you'll get a point. How do you get someone to actually become active in your company so they can actually earn points when they don't do any kind of trash talking and stuff like that? What's the one thing that you could say to them to get them active to where they can rank up enough points to go for the big titles in RAWF?
Well, perfect example is right here on the line with us, and that would be Tank. Tank, what did I say to you?
Jump higher, jump faster, make noise.
And I already said
correct?
That as well. Yeah, I said that as well. I mean, you go into the scenes, comment, post your match results.
People.
I do that,
but you want to know what my favorite thing is to do in that scene? I'll drag in a karaoke machine, and I'll sing some fucked up songs for you. You know? Like Ketchup Loves Potatoes by Stompin' Tom. That's Canadian.
Here's the thing. The whole concept of RAWF is participation in the scenes as well as win your matches. If you do both, you're going to be in contention for the World Heavyweight Championship, which is what Tank did. If you don't do both, let's say you go undefeated in your matches, but you don't say a darn word, you won't be in competition for the World Heavyweight Championship, but you will get other title shots, the minor
titles.
Okay,
so you can get other title shots. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
well,
now I'm
going to
perfect
example,
throw...
last month, Shifty, Money Sue was undefeated. In his
I did explain that. I've explained that to everybody earlier.
Yeah.
That Money Sue were undefeated.
I didn't listen to the replay, okay?
I know. I'm just saying. I was explaining that to everybody about that. I told him about the whole Money Sue thing where he could have been the number one ranked wrestler in RAWF if he had just trash talked some, you know? He had that ability. He was undefeated.
On the opposite side, it is possible to win just slightly above half your matches. But if you're in every scene trash talking and making noise and talking in your matches, you might still be in line for title shots, even though you may not have as good a record as some of the other people.
True.
It's interesting how it works and how I've watched it play out over the last 2 years where RAWS been open that, you know, if you're active, the more active people still tend to get title shots, even if their record is 500 or maybe even a bit below 500, they can still get title shots. Now, again, if their record isn't like close to undefeated, they're not going to be in contention for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Okay, well, that brings us to the other questions. And I've asked all the other people the question. So, in your opinion, since you're an owner of a company, when is the right time to open and close a company?
When is the right time to open and close a company?
Yeah, say you have someone in the chat right there who's been debating on opening a company. When is the right time for that person to open a company? Should they go out and ask people opinions or just go bold and open a company and see where it goes from there?
Well, first of all, if you're going to be a company owner, I only recommend the people that think they can do it for at least, and I do mean at least, a year without getting burned out. There's a lot to running a good company. Okay, if you don't think you can maintain it for at least a year, don't even bother. Okay, at least a year. When is the right time to open one? Well, I mean, again, that would depend on each person and their situation and what's in their head, you know, what their mindset is. When is the right time to close a company? Probably when it's gotten stale, old, the owners burn out, and people are starting to leave and get tired of it, and, you know, what have you. There's so many situations where it's the right time to close a company.
Now, Amadeus, I was making a comment about this earlier, and I want to make sure if you're on board with this thought. If you're going to open up a company, try and be unique with it, and also have a plan on how you want to do it. Have a good infrastructure. How you want to run it each week.
I agree with the structure, but you know what? It takes special people to come up with unique concepts. You know, there are some people that don't like the unique, exotic concepts. There's a lot of people that don't like my concept in RAWF. They don't like the fact they have to talk in matches, you know, to get up there to title shots. There are people that don't like, you know, the way I run my company. There's a lot of people that don't like me. You know, so, I mean, you can't... How do you say it?
You can't please everyone.
You can't please everyone, exactly.
God, I know that.
Here's the best thing to do.
You can please people some of the time. You can please some of the people most of the time, but you can't please everybody at the same time.
My advice to anyone running a company, run it the way you want to run it. If you want it to be just a normal company with really no more perks than a normal wrestling company, so be it. People might still come. A lot of people like that, where it's simple and easy and you don't have to jump through hoops or talk in matches or post in scenes to become a champion. Some people just want to wrestle, you know? On the other hand, some people like it differently. Someone likes the game, likes interesting games or interesting quirks or interesting concepts.
You also
the thing
be
is,
thick skin you, as well.
Exactly. If you open a company, no matter who you are, people are going to come and at least try it. If they like it, they'll stay. If they don't, they'll leave. I don't think there is a right and wrong way a right and wrong concept to a company. It's going to work for some people. It's going to work for us, and it's not for some.
Hey, Judgy.
Yeah.
I know you're asking questions, but can I ask? It's around kind of the same logic that you're doing.
Sure.
Since we do have owners and people that run companies, what does it take to come up with concepts for pay-per-views?
Creativity?
Oh, well, you're screwed, Lightning.
Look, you want to know from my personal experience, all right? Here's the thing. I've been a wrestling fan for a long time. I've watched WWE. My manager has watched WWE since he was a little kid. I'm not going to date myself and tell you how long that's been, but some of you already know.
Years!
I don't mind, man. We're going back a good 30 years since I've been I don't care.
All right. So I tend, as far as pay-per-views go, I don't follow the WWE mold per se, but I take what I like from what they do and use it in my company.
All right. Now here's a question for you. To get Amadeus caught up on all everything, and you may have been in queue, you may have heard Outlaw earlier when I was talking to him. Him and Doc used to do a cross-brand pay-per-view over in UAWF and Graveyard. And as Outlaw said, they would stay up, 5-6 o'clock, planning this thing out, and it took forever. Is a cross-brand pay-per-view a good thing or a bad thing to actually have within Unstoppable right now?
Right now?
Well, not like tomorrow. I'm talking about for like companies to get together and say, let's do a big cross-brand pay-per-view for the summer. Just to have something to build up. Is it a good thing to do a cross-brand
pay-per-view? Well, Judge, I've run a couple cross-brand shows. I mean, a few months ago when Hollywood was closing WFW and, we had that five-company pay-per-view where, Shell was closing Guilty Pleasures, so she was having her last title match. We brought like five companies together and did a whole huge pay-per-view called All Good Things. And then also did a cross-brand pay-per-view not too long ago with Mordrin's Sacrifice Championship Wrestling. And both pay-per-views worked great. They both went off really good. So, yeah, I don't see any reason why companies shouldn't get together and do pay-per-views together. It makes things interesting.
True. Outlaw?
And plus, going back to Doc, I'd like to say, Doc was a rare breed as far as company owners goes. His work ethic as far as running his company and doing his work was far beyond anything I could ever try to do. Okay, he was the epitome of what a company owner should be. I personally will never live up to any kind of thing like that, and I don't know that I could. I think I would die. I think I would keel over after a couple months of working as hard as he did.
True.
He worked really hard, just for the time that I knew him and working with him. Some of the things, oh, God, you should see the templates. They were 20, 25 pages long, down to the detail. He had to make sure everything worked. Every match was going to go off perfectly. And I'm telling you right now, if you bundled all of us together on air as one GM, we would be nowhere near him still.
And then on top of that, the radio shows, the storylines he did, the ideas he came up with, the videos he put together, the sound clips he put together, everything he did, there is no single one of us that could ever come close to the stuff that Doc did.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to interrupt, but we need to bring on the owner and proprietor of Back to Basics Radio Network. Shishy the Elf McTaggish.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, did Santa finally let Santa finally let you out for the season there, Susie?
Hey,
you done making the cookies?
Haw freaking haw.
Did somebody say
cool? You done made Susie, man, I'm leaving.
Shifty?
Yes, Shelby?
You might be hosting alone tomorrow. Somebody's just cruising for it.
But don't you got to get ready for Girl Scout season now? The cookies come out in a couple months.
Amadeus, do you want to be fired?
Oh, now, Susie. You know I joke. I joke because I care.
Now, Amadeus, you know I'm joking right back. So I have a question. How do I sound?
You sound good.
Because I got a brand new headset.
Nice.
I got a wireless headset for Christmas.
Cool. Just don't go too far because you'll start cutting out.
I'm sitting right at my computer. I just don't like being tethered with a wire.
Cool. Yeah, you sound good.
Cool. This is the first time I've used it.
That sounds great.
How is everybody? Merry Christmas. Sounds awesome.
Feliz Navidad to you too.
Yeah. Mehi Alekiaka.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Well, that's okay. What the
sorry,
hell?
Well,
I was thinking.
Did everybody
question.
Take a shot?
Yeah, no, I had a question and I totally lost it. Where's Outlaw? Outlaw, are you still here?
I know someone who might have a question. Let's bring on Crushing Kelly.
Hello.
Hi,
Judgy
Girl.
Hi.
Hey, Judgy Claus.
Hey, what's up?
Just thought I'd participate in the conversation since I am a company owner.
All right. Why don't you give us your opinion on it?
Easy, Kelly. Easy. Take her easy.
Give us your opinion on when is the right time to open and close a company down.
Well, I have been a company owner before Hounds of Justice. I tried. Is somebody giggling at me?
Your mother. She was giggling.
Oh, okay.
No. Yes. A bit.
I'm used to her being a giggle puss.
She's
Anywho.
My daughter.
Anywho.
Anywho.
What the hell did John just do?
What is he doing? What's he doing, the little bugger? What's she got behind his back?
With those damn ice cubes? What the hell? Oh, my God. I got to get his ass back.
Yeah, you know what? Son, if you like your ears, you won't be doing none of that to your mother.
Ow! Oh, I may get him back because he's
in my company,
too.
I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get him back.
Big time.
What?
Anyway, I tried doing being a company owner for once, and apparently I was not able to have the stamina to keep it up. Well, now, thanks to earning this company from Swamp Dog, I thought I would put forth the effort this time, and I think I can last more than a year if I just keep on putting forth the effort.
True.
And as far as when it's time to close a company, one, if you want to be the only one to run the company, like Morgan Nightwalker wanted to be the only one to run Sacrifice, or if you just do not have the stamina to keep it up. Because you can have all the best ideas in the world, but if you don't have the stamina to keep it up, the whole point of having a company to begin with is just novelty.
I'd like to point something out to Kelly's point. You shouldn't. Here's a good point. If you're going to try to run the company solely by yourself, don't. Get some GMs, good GMs that can help carry the burden when maybe you have issues at home or maybe you're getting a little burnout and need a little break. So And that's the thing. I've been blessed with some of the best GMs in Unstoppable in REWF, from Shifty to Judge to Shell, especially Shell, Psycho Girl. You know, people that are willing to step up if something's going on with me. You know, like in December, I decided to take a little break because I was starting to get a little frazzled. So Shifty took over, and he did an awesome job. And that helped keep, because if I hadn't had the GMs I had, REWF would not be open right now, guaranteed, because I'd be way too burnt out to do it anymore.
All right, I'm fixing to ask a question, and this is a question that's going to really hit some people. And see, I'm going to start with Outlaw, then go to Shifty, and then we'll work our way down the list right here. So, Outlaw.
Yes, sir.
Question, since you're a GM and you've been a company owner, is it a good thing or bad thing to bring your friends into your company?
It's a great thing, honestly, but you have to watch out for favoritism. You have to treat everyone like they're a stranger at that point. And it's hard to do. It's really hard to do. You know, there's even times I've caught myself over the 3.5 years that I have been GMing, favoring a couple people, and I have to take a step back and say, no, I can't do this shit. They didn't do it right. You know, and it's going to suck, but it's almost like having a work alter ego and then you. You have to separate personal judgment from work judgment, or it's not going to work. You're going to be labeled as, you know, a bad GM. Now, there are times where it gets really hard, especially when you have to split the wire, but if it comes down to a big issue, keep your friends, because they're going to help you out a lot more in the future. Yeah, you might lose 2 or 3 people, but you're always going to have someone there. But that's, you know, don't let a company ruin a friendship, but they need to understand at the same time you are there for a reason and you're doing a job. You're not fucking around. You're doing work.
All right. Shifty, same question.
Okay. Well, yeah. Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Okay. Is it a good thing or a bad thing to bring your friends, and when I say friends, I'm talking about like Outlaw said, you know, your close friends. Is it a good thing or a bad thing to bring your close friends into a company and into your company?
That depends. That it truly depends. Your friends are going to support you no matter what, but as Outlaw said, you have to take a step back and you have to treat everybody equally. You can't be giving all just your friends the title shots and such. Most of the time, when it comes to your friends coming in, they're probably going to be your GMs. So you're going to have a good relationship with the people that you're going to be working with, you know. A lot of times you'll let them GM, but you got to know who you're working with. You know, I mean, When I first started running CSW, the original, that, you know, I took it over from Schwamp, I didn't know who I was going to have helping me. And then I fell into probably one of the best groups of GMs I think ever. I got to know Amadeus, Susie, Terrell and Yvonne, and, you know, it all just worked out. I mean, you couldn't get much better than that.
Damn right.
You know, it's difficult at times. It can be very difficult, but you have to stand your ground if you're going to make a decision. And I hate to even bring this up, but I know you know where I'm going to go with this, Tank. You know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, man. Do it.
Situation with 3 people in CSW happened. Tank happened to be one of them, where the 3 of them just were going at it all the time. The three of them were going at it all the time, nonstop,
everywhere.
And we just couldn't stop it. We tried to stop it, and I said, "Hey, look, I can't do anything outside of CSW, but if you do it in my company, I'm putting my foot down. If you do it in my company, if you guys start something, I'm going to fire all three of you." One of them started something. I fired all three of them. It may not have seemed fair, but it was the only way I could do it where I had to do it. I just had to. Now, I eventually let people come back, but, you know, I had to make a stand. And even if it's your friends, you have to have some sort of order when it comes to that.
All right. Bubbles. Good or bad to bring your friends into your company?
In a way, I think it's a good thing because they know what you want, what your idea for the company is. But then again, on the other hand, it could be a bad thing because they could take advantage of you.
If they take advantage of you, they're not your friends.
True.
You don't do that.
But and right now, I do have a couple of good GMs. I have a few that forgot they were GMs. I had to remind them. But you know, if it wasn't for a couple of those GMs, CSWF wouldn't still be standing because, you know, that extreme length of time that I had to be gone. So, you know, I can't say really that a bad thing about the GMs that I've got right now, so.
I see Amadeus.
100% definitely. Always have your friends backing you up in a company. RAWF would not still be around if I didn't bring my friends in. Have there been minor issues? Yes, but they can be resolved if you're smart.
All right, that's good. Canadian Force, how do you feel?
Well, I feel like friends is a good idea as long as they realize that you're going to treat them just like other wrestler that's in your company. They're going to be treated just like that. Expect any special treatment.
I see Kelly.
I think in a way it is okay to have your friends in helping you out with running the company, but you also have to have your boss hat on as well as your friendship on the side, because you got to keep in mind, what do you want for the company? What do you want for your divisions? How do you want it to be run? And I happen to have somebody else helping me out with Towns of Justice, my sister-in-law, Leah Dreamwolf. But also it's important that even if you do have help, you got to have a good idea of what the hell you're doing for your company instead of just leaving it all to your GMs. Otherwise, if your GMs are having problems, the rest is going to go down the drain if you don't know exactly what you're doing along with what your GMs are supposed to be doing.
Okay. And Susie, I know you don't run a company right now, but was it a good or bad thing to have your friends in your company?
Well, you know, when I started my company, EXW, that was the first people that joined were people who were friends and family. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to run the company. I would not have been able to start the company if it wasn't for having friends and family be a part of the company. And, yeah, it can cause problems, but it's like everybody says, you have to be willing to take a firm stand and be fair, whether it be a friend or somebody you don't really know all that well. You have to be fair. You have to be, you have to make those hard decisions sometimes. And people may not like it, and you may lose friends over it. But that's what you have to do, or else you're going to, you know, if you show the favoritism, how many people are you going to run out of your company versus just a few that you keep around because you're showing favoritism? And but you know, the people that you can always count on to be there to help you out are your friends and your family, or at least it should be the way it is. And so what you got to, you know, having those friends in there is essential. Also, it's, you know, who better to storyline with than your friends? And if you want to make sure that storylining is going on in your company, have people in your company that you can storyline with, or you know, that storyline well with each other. And
true,
that way, you know, if you want storylines in your company, you got to have people in there that you know will storyline and can storyline together. And who better than your friends? So, you know, it all depends. You know, if you're just wanting a company that goes out there and grinds out matches, no storylines, no frill, you know, nothing like that, then it really doesn't matter who's in your company. But if you want those storylines, you want people that can help you maintain your company, run your company, do shows, who better than to have your friends?
All right. And Tank Girl, I know you said you don't own a company yet, but if you had a company, would you bring your friends in? Yes or no?
You know what? Yes, I would bring my friends in, the friends that I trusted. But again, there would be no favoritism. And I'd like to go back to what Shifty was talking about the crap that went on, you know, when we all got fired. It was evil, people. It was evil. We're not talking just in the company. It went to every company. It went to every seat. It went to radio. It went to the feed. It went to everybody's matches. It was everywhere. Okay? It was evil. And it, like, when I say, like, and those of you who were here when it happened, you know how hard it was for both Shifty and LA to deal with that. Okay? And, you know,
I had to tell it, all three of them that were fired.
Hell Tank, I want to fire you right now just thinking about it.
I don't even remember what you're talking about, but it sounded like it was a bit something for me to find out.
Yeah.
Diction and Practical Joker. That's the situation.
It was evil.
Okay, we're coming up on the 11-minute mark, and I'm going to ask one more quick question.
What? Wait a minute, who started the show at 10?
It started regular at 10. For some reason, it says 11 minutes and 33 seconds. Well, I don't know. It started. I don't know. Maybe I done something wrong. I don't know.
You're fired.
No, I'm actually filling in tonight for Count, so I didn't know what he had done and all this stuff.
Well, and me.
Well, okay. Okay, well, here's another question.
I didn't even know we were having the show tonight.
You know, here's another quick question, and Amadeus and Shifty, I commend you guys because you guys do it, and Outlaw, you and Doc done it. You guys building a radio show with a company like RAWF has Happy Hours. UAWF had UAWF Radio and Graveyard. It was a conjoined thing. Is it a good thing? And I know it's going to be like a lot more radio shows if companies was to do this, but do you think it's a good thing to have a radio show based around your company as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Fucking A.
Totally.
I like that.
I'll tell you straight up, if Kelly would ask me for a radio show for her company, I'd say, sure, man, let's do it.
I love you too, Mom.
And I know CSWF does radio, and they build theirs around their company too. Sorry, Bubbles, I didn't mean to leave you out of that. So there you go, people. That's in the chat, and I'm going to let everybody just talk what they want to talk about for the last few minutes. But you got creativity. Keep that in mind when you open a company. And if your company is dying, sell it to me.
Or if you... I didn't get it.
Oh, damn. Whoa. I gave her back the firing pins, people. Sorry.
Oh,
Jesus.
Okay, I gotta use that sound effect for happy hours. That's priceless.
True. We do a lot. A lot of GMs, a lot of owners, they do a lot to try to make their company great. And if you're not happy in a company...
Oh, by the way, Minecraft, guy gang after?
Okay.
Happy in a company, get the hell out.
You're okay with it? Because they're all here on the radio show, and I figure one of them's going to want to.
Amadeus, we can still hear you.
I muted him for a moment.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. So basically, if you're in a company and you're not happy with the company, then, you know, get with the CEO, get with the owner, get with the GMs, ask them, what can we do to build the company up? And if you're in a company and they base it on points, and if you don't feel comfortable in a point, and a lot of people aren't. A lot of people don't like to be in a company that bases on points. And then if that's not your thing, then don't go into a company and bitch and complain about it, because this is what the company owners do, this is what the GMs do, and this is the way they're going to run it. And like Amadeus and a couple other people said, make your own company, see what happens.
Hey, Judge.
This is fun. Yes, hey.
Oh, go ahead and finish, but I do have something to say after.
No, I'm fine. Go ahead.
I will say another thing. Kind of a complaint being an owner. Anyone who has owned a company knows this. We do like constructive criticism. We do like to see what people like out of companies, but there are a key few who don't know how to properly do this. Now, I won't name names unless somebody pays me to, but don't come into an owner's inbox whining, crying.
20 wrestler bucks.
20 wrestler bucks you want to name. Due to the backlash, it's probably going to have to be like 50. So.
I'll throw in 10.
I didn't think I was that bad.
No, it's not you. It's not you.
Wait a minute. I'm not that bad.
Yes, you are.
No, it's nobody here. It's nobody here, but I will say Amadeus, you know him pretty well. But don't come into someone's inbox whining and crying and raging and yelling and swearing like a freaking sailor. Our job is hard enough as it is, and with you adding that added stress to it makes it so much worse. And they usually pick the worst points to do it, right after a pay-per-view, right before a pay-per-view. But folks, if you have a complaint, bring it up nicely to a company owner. They appreciate it so much more than just going in there, this fucking sucks, this company is fucking stupid, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't be an idiot.
Oh,
don't be
you're
a fucking
talking about
mom.
Money.
Don't act a fool, people.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Never mind.
But 50 wrestler bucks for the name, and I'll tell you personally.
All right, so there you go, everyone. You message King Outlaw, give him $50. He'll tell you the name of the person. Don't forget, coming up right here on the same station tomorrow night, we have Happy Hours. Amadeus and Shifty will be back with all their craziness.
That's right.
Is this Sunday the pay-per-view?
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, they'll be on, I'm assuming, Sunday night.
On Sunday, yes. What time on Sunday, Amadeus?
Good question. How about 8 p.m.? How does that go for everybody? 8 p.m.
Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern right here. You'll have Jingle Hell Rocks pay-per-view. Coming up Monday night, Outlaw and Queen Steffers. Queen Steffers.
Cream Steffers?
Shelly Bakers. Your wife, Shell Kneebreaker, and that damn Brutus dog, and me will be back with Dead Man's Radio. And I'm assuming Tuesday would be HRB, and myself would be doing the last What is the name of his show? Good God, I don't know if I got the name of his show.
Unstoppable Super Show.
The Unstoppable Super Show? Yeah, I totally had a brain fart.
Did you say it was going to be the last one?
Of the year.
Okay. God, don't scare me like that, Judge. Jesus.
No, it'll be the last one for the year.
He put your drinking to shame.
But, people, if I may, before we go off, if I really, really need to promo something.
Yes.
Coming January 7th, PWR will be back on air and be run a little bit different since I will be the boss.
Cool. And that'll be on Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern.
Okay. Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern. Watch for the scene. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Got 4 minutes, and you guys talk about what you want to talk about.
So as I was saying to your mama, oh, baby, yeah. Oh, wait, are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're still on the air. We still got 3 minutes, 50.
Oh, crap.
As far as the after party, I'm
busy trying to get a sting card on the super card, so just.
Okay, hold on. I think Susie. I don't know if I may have hit it. Sorry.
My call dropped. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you all for doing the show tonight. I wasn't supposed to even be around tonight to call in and listen, but thank you all for taking care of the show.
Anytime.
Come on now. And
surprisingly enough, it was without too many technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Don't say that.
I am impressed with it.
Yes.
I did see a few people dropping, so I don't know if it's if they actually it dropped. So
I had problems on my end, if that's what you thought about.
Yeah, I've had a little trouble too, but part of it wasn't just Blog Talk; it was my internet. So
okay. Wait, we'll go out in a minute.
Oh, we'll go out. Where are we going?
Where are we going?
My little man wants to go out. So I don't know if we're going to do an after show. Yeah, Pebs wants to go out. I don't know if we're going to do an after show. I don't think so. But I want to thank Shifty and Outlaw for helping me tonight. And thanks to everyone that called in. And I'm going to play a song. And if no one's got anything else to say, I'm going to play this song because for some reason I just want to hear it tonight.
Shifty, did you want to compete in OCW? Because I noticed you're still sitting in there.
Well, I thought I was invited to come join, so.
Well, it was a join and leave tournament that you were invited to, but if you want to stay, you could stay.
Wow, I don't care.
Okay.
That's fine.
No, I just wanted to know. That way I could put you in divisions and that.
Oh, sure.
And I also sent out tournaments. I don't know if you've seen them yet.
Well, I think I did,
Okay, sorry.
Are we playing song then, or?
Yeah, I'm going to play this song. This goes out to a real good friend of mine. I hope you're... I'm glad things are working for you. I hope you get better. Hope you come back. We do miss you. So I'm going to mute everyone and play their song. This is their intro they come on to. Miss you, buddy. Hurry up and get back. Thanks, everyone.